Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Christian McVie. He's back.
You can take me to paradise.
Part of Fleetwood Mac.
And then again,
arguably one of the top five bands, 10 bands for sure, in the history of rock and roll. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Michelle Seiler Tucker. Michelle is a new friend, but not for long. She's an expert in helping you get your business ready to be sold or merged or whatever you want to do to clip your coupons when you head off into the sunset. She's the co-author of Exit Rich, along with Sharon Lichter. Michelle, thanks again for being here. I was telling the audience that you were going to help us transition from a company today that probably is where we can't really if we ask ourselves the question, would anybody buy my business? Would I buy my business if I didn't love it? To a business where somebody would knock on your door and say, I want to buy you business and give you big money. How do we make that transition?
Well, first of all, you got to build. First of all, you go back to that GPS exit model I was talking about. Determine what you want to sell your business for. Know what your business is worth today. And then determine time frame. Let's say you want to sell for $10 million. You want to do that in 5 years and you're currently worth $1 million. Then you need to determine who your buyers are going to be. There's five different types of buyers. You got first-time buyers, which are 90% of buyers that buy small businesses. You got private equity groups that buy larger-type businesses, competitors, and strategics that pay the most value, the highest multiple for synergies, and then you've got sophisticated entrepreneurs. And then you have to build what I call the solid infrastructure based upon the Seiler Tucker six P's in which to get the most money for your company.
Did you include in your list ESOP, the internal transaction?
Well, we didn't talk about the different ways you can transition your business. One is ESOP, which is selling to your employees. Less than 10% of transactions are ESOP.
But that's getting easier, isn't it? That's getting easier to do. The research, the reporting.
Well, it's not that it's hard to do.
I'm not saying it's not a panacea, but it's getting easier. Go ahead.
It's easier, but the bottom line is, it's not always the best option.
I agree.
You know, and less than 10% are actually selling to their employees. The companies that typically sell to their employees are like Tony Robbins, who is so well branded
right. That
you take Tony Robbins out of the business, there is no business. He had to do an ESOP. He had no other choice, really. So ESOPs are one of them. You can transition your company to your family. But that's happening less and less and less. You know, it used to be the businesses were transferred from generation to generation.
The kids don't want the business. They don't. The kids don't want my antiques.
No, they don't.
The kids don't want my antiques or my business.
No, the kids want to do their own thing. They want to go out and create their own masterpiece. And then you can sell 100% of the business. You can sell a percentage. What's really popular these days is buyers are buying, like strategics and pegs, are buying maybe 60, 70, 80, 90% of the business. And the owner retains some equity.
After,
and then the other thing you do is get a management team, and then the management team can run the business for you. But that's not always the best option because you're still probably going to be somewhat involved.
You still need to be the being the brand. So let me ask you a question, Michelle. What is the once you ask yourself, would I buy this business if I didn't love it? And you get over the answer, which is probably scary. Once you get to that point, you've got a dose of reality. What's the first step to being able to answer that question in the affirmative 5 years from now? What's the first step to take?
The first step of asking yourself if you want to sell your business?
No, to be able to answer in the affirmative, say, yes, I want this business. How do I get there? What's the first step to making my business sellable?
So the first step is building your business on what I call the solid infrastructure, including the 6 P's. Number one P is people. The number one reason a business is not sellable is because the business is 100% dependent upon the owner.
Right.
You take the owner out of the business, there is no business. So you have to have people. You have to have the right people in the right seats, and you have to ask the who question. Who opens the door? Who handles customer service, legal, accounting, marketing, logistics, transportation, manufacturing, etc.? The question is, you should never be next to the who. You have to run a business. You have to be able to build a business to run without you. You don't build a business, you build people, and people build a business. You know, I had a sweet little old lady call me the other day that wanted to sell her business because her husband dropped dead of a heart attack. Mm. He had the business for 45 years, left her with a mountain of debt. Mm. He had a construction business, all subcontractors, no employees, no processes, no nothing. Everything was in his head. Nothing when he sellable. Died, the business died.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you have people, you have a management team in place. That's number one. If your business is dependent upon you, you're not going to be able to sell it. I have a dentist right now that wants to sell, been in business for 50 years, one dentist, three hygienists. And I said to him, I can sell it, but you're going to have to stay for 2 to 3 years. He said, I'm not staying. I said, well, then you're not selling.
Right.
So
that's
number
another
one,
thing
you
have to realize.
Get the business.
Is in, when you sell, if, you know, once you get a business that it is sellable, that it has some value that somebody will pay for, the transaction and the transition is also another part of the story, right? That's another level of difficulty.
Well, it is, but the more that you actually own a business and not a glorified job that you go to work at every day,
right,
then the more sellable it's going to be without mm-hmm. you, and you don't have to stay on for very long.
Right. So hey, Michelle, I need your website, please.
My website is SkylarTucker.com. My other website is ExitRichBook.com, where everybody should go buy my book,
so
Exit
check
Rich.
Check that out. SkylarTucker.com and ExitRich.com. That's the name of her book. When we come back, I'm going to ask Michelle, how has her information, her suggestions changed as we move? How will it be different in the post-pandemic economy? Will it be different? After the break, 10-10. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.